November 20th, big call, and you're here for kind of a special edition with my pinch hitter, Bob. Say hi, Bob.
Hello, everybody.
And Sue. Yay, Sue and Bob tonight. And, of course, we're going to miss Bruce, but Bruce is out doing something really meaningful to him that he had scheduled quite a ways back. And so we said, hey, Bruce, do it. We're going to cover it. And we're going to cover it just a little bit differently. And I want to give you a heads up on that so that, you know, you don't go, hey, where's that segment? Where's this segment? We're going to, of course, open up with our prayer. And then we're going to do the teaching. And then we're going to do our praise and prayer. But since I'm going to be the one talking a lot, we're going to switch it over and let Bob come in. And he's going to be talking about really galvanizing your health and whatever research, testimonials, just keeping us all inspired around what should be one of the most number one things you're taking care of, which is your health. So we'll do that. Then I'll do the intel. And I don't want to get you overexcited, but I kind of do. It's pretty white hot intel. So get your pads out, your pens out, because you're going to want to write it down. It's a little bit, I think, it's going to be historic. And then I'm going to close it out with a reminder and something that I think might intrigue you around what I have to offer you, because it's, you know, we're in the final window. I know we've heard that before, but we're definitely in the final window. And our whole purpose, Bob, myself, Bruce, is getting you ready for this phenomenal transition into a new life. So let's start with a prayer. Welcome, everyone, and blessed are all of us. Blessed are those who are called to make all things new in Christ. Blessed are those who walk the path of faith, courage, and devotion. Those who look inside their own hearts, listen for God's whisper, and dare to see the world not as it is, but as it can be through Christ's light. Scripture reminds us that the steps of the righteous person are ordered by the Lord. Tonight, we honor those who take those steps, and that's everybody that's listening right now and to the replay, who journey forward with courage, who look into the world and lift it to a new standard of truth, of beauty, of compassion, and peace. And blessed are those who have the will to do so. We hope this call lifts every listener to a higher standard, both within them and around them. May each of us receive expanded capacity, a deeper heart, and greater fortitude to do what's needed in this moment, to stand as beacons of God's light. In Jesus' name, we bless this call and say, Amen. Let me pull up my teaching. And one of the reasons I picked this teaching is to kind of nullify and make sacred one of the biggest, I think, social issues out there, which are relationships. And wherever you are in your relationship, out of a relationship, you know, losing a relationship, this teaching is designed to fill you with this new expectation of what relationships can actually be when survival and old programming and disconnection, all the things that have plagued this world. What can survival be? What can relationships be? And this is called, and I'm going to dedicate this to everything that matters. Relationships of peace. I know people who will overemphasize a problem, hoping to get me to become anxious with them. Honestly, that seems to be how they know that I see the problem is as critical as they view it to be. The logic behind this is that anxiousness and fear show we're serious about the problem and completely awake to the need of the moment. If I'm anxious and fretting, then they know that I'm with them. One of the important kingdom truths is that perfect love drives out fear. Showing compassion to the one in crises is the answer. Feel their pain and learn to mourn with those who mourn. And don't take their problem lightly. Pray with them when the time is right. Comfort them. Encourage them. Talk only when necessary. But don't sacrifice your peace to prove you're with them. Faith rests. It's also true that faith fights, but it fights from the position of rest and confidence in God. Just think about that for a second. Try to feel that state, rest and confidence in God. In this setting, complacency becomes counterfeit peace. Faith is. And I'm no good to my friend if I'm as fearful as they are. My prayers will then become begging sessions, not prayers of authority that God has designed us for. When peace is the agreed upon value of a community of believers who are contending for, I love this piece, on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're all contending for. They will not use fear to control or influence others. This is so deeply rooted in our culture that people often seem to be unaware of using this tool to manipulate others to their need or point of view. Politicians do this a lot. Most of our media outlets live off the money produced by fear. Preachers often do the same, as do parents. Heaven's culture doesn't allow us to use the instruments of fear, as fear is inferior to and undermines real faith. Problems exist. Seeing them from God's perspective is the safest way to survive, thrive, and overcome in the days we live in. Think about how you can be a relationship of peace, grounded in Christ, grounded in God's glory, bringing heaven to earth, and move from the moment this goes, from the moment you hear these words, as you step into your new life. That's our teaching for tonight.
Well,
so Bob.
Thanks, Sue. Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, Sue. Yeah. I was just soaking it all in and got into a really relaxed state myself.
I know how your brain works. I know.
Yeah, yeah. So, I love the part about the rest and confidence in God. And,
right.
You know, I was thinking about how to, you know, to really relax and be able to feel the spirit within you, right? Because, you know, we hear from from the Bible, we hear the teaching that the kingdom is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to seek the kingdom because it's there, but if you become awareness, you can feel it. And Remus Mann used to teach his disciples who would say, "Master, how can I quiet my mind so I can feel the presence of God? I've been meditating for 10 years and praying and nothing's working." And he said, the master said, "Well, the reason is that you can't find stillness. It's futile. It's like sitting at the edge of a river and watching the river flow by. Those are your thoughts that you're trying to quiet. And if you just sit quietly and observe the river, you might notice you're aware of the river. But if you try to stop the river and you dam it up, it's going to flood the valley. And the same will happen with your mind if you try to stop the flow of thoughts. They'll dam up in your head and your brain will become like a valley flooded with thoughts. So, just observe the river and become aware and become aware that you're aware.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, you'll find the peace that you're looking for. And in that state of awareness, you can absorb the Holy Spirit. I started thinking, there's also this technique. There's two techniques that are taught in bioenergetic therapy that are pertinent to this. One is called arm circles. And it's a technique where you stand up and you have your arms down by your side, and then you bring them together in front of you and then make a big circle above your head with your arms and bring them all the way back around and touch them together again in front of you. And as you make these circles, imagine that you're showing God the size of the blessings you're ready to accept. You can do each circle on your on a breath, a sharp breath. You can do as many as you can until your arms are too tired. And also, there's another technique they call picking grapes. And it's a multi-movement technique, but at the end, you're reaching up with one hand, imagining you're stretching as high as you can, and you're going up on your tiptoes to pick grapes that are on a very high vine. And then you're pulling them down and then reaching to the other side with your other hand, reaching up, pick these grapes that are very high up. And this is a metaphor for how far you're willing to reach for the fruits of God's grace. Between arm circles and the picking grapes exercise, and then what's called an integration breath, where you hold your hands lightly clasped in front of you and take a sharp breath through your nose and raise your hands all the way up and behind your back on your breath, and then slowly let them float back down in this circle in front of you as you slowly breathe out. And this is a symbol of the integration of your mind, body, and spirit with the demonstration to God, the lengths you're willing to go, and the acceptance, the size of the acceptance you're willing to display for His. And so that's what I was thinking during the teaching.
Wow, Bob, that is so beautiful, profound, and you know that I celebrate and lift that up because What I love about what you said, I'll start with the stillness part. I want everybody to think about this as you were talking about stillness. And everybody knows that I do these leadership classes, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But, you know, there's a profound, I remember craving stillness. I wonder how many people are out there. And I've even thought about this lately. It's, you know, you'd be around people. I was always around people that were doers. I was a doer. Everybody probably on this call is a doer. But stillness can feel like there's, you know, think about when your husband or your wife or your partner or people around you, and they're going, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing anything? And so there's this almost a taboo to, as you say, go to the lengths to be close to God, when it should be the first thing that you're doing, number one. And number two, what I loved about what you said, you have to get it into the body. It's about making it, it's called, the word everybody is somatic. What Bob was giving you was getting the energy, the feeling, the embodiment of peace, of expanding into more, into your body. Because if you don't get it into the part of what he was calling that integrated space, if you don't get it into your feelings, it doesn't, you're running around with like laying down a little bit of perhaps scripture, a little bit of peace, but you never anchor it so you can own it, repeat it, and practice it in your body. And so I was thinking about, and I hope people will remember this call, November 20th, 2025. I hope you'll remember that you have permission to put the practices, the prayer, the embodiment, what Bob was talking about that you can find on his website, things that I'll be talking about later, so that we can bring connection and peace to the world. Because if everybody's running around with a nervous system that is overstimulated, dysregulated, and doesn't have the feeling of heaven in it, how would you feel if somebody was like, walked up to you, a person that's on this plane right now, and they felt open, loving, beautiful, they were present, their breath was slowed down, they'd expanded who they thought they were. How would you feel if you met a person like that? They weren't in their head, they weren't noisy, they were deep, they were listening, and they had the light of heaven in their eyes. I remember as a, and I'll be concluding in a minute, I remember that was my biggest, as a child, all I wanted to do is walk out the door and see people that looked like they knew who I was, I knew who they were. I had this when I was like 8. And they were filled with joy and filled with adventure and fun, and we all recognized each other. And I think that's one of the deepest needs we all have, is to have our peace and our divinity and our purpose recognized in each other. And that's why you're here on this call. We talk about all this stuff. We lead with all this stuff. We get you ready to build a world that is based on a new way of being human. So, Bob, thank you so much for what you brought. It was just, it's so important to get it into your body, to internalize it, to practice it. And for everybody about to leave this section, as I pull up the prayer and praise, just think about what it would be like if, starting right now, you could practice imagining a world where your deepest desire to be known as the beautiful spirit that you are was met. Can you imagine being surrounded with people that really saw deeply who you were? And I get to do that in the leadership group that meets every couple of weeks, and I just want to thank you. And I get to see that in Bob, and I get to see it in Bruce. So let's do, can't you hear Bob, Bruce coming in and going, well, thank you very much, Sue. That was a really interesting comment. Bring the spirit of Bruce in. And now we're going to go to Scott. Praise and prayer. Tonight's praise and prayer is that I realized today one reason I've been in and out of the hospital and rehabs for the past year is to be everyone's prayer warrior. I've prayed for, with, and about so many people. It's been amazing. Also, a new nurse to my area flipped out when she heard me state my year I was born. She said, "You can't be more than 45. Well, I thanked her. I'm 67 and began to share about Boomer's products. Thank you, Bob and Larry and team. My prayers will keep you on, keeping on, even after I discharge on Saturday. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott." That was pretty cool, huh, Bob?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know.
Getting discharged. Amazing.
That he's getting discharged, exactly. Very cool. Yep. Very, very cool. This is a really long one, but I want to honor Kathy. Hi, Sue, Bruce, and Bob, plus teams. I've gotten the following daily emails with the big call since 2017. I'd like for the timestamp of Intel and replay. I shouldn't have read that. But just before Sue started her Not a Class series, something drew me to actually listen during the call and have grown to treasure the togetherness the team brings to us, the listeners. And then I took Sue's class, and she already knows how much I learned and grew from that. I was struggling last night after the call and had a meltdown with God as I prepared for bed. This is what, after the peace call, Bob. I wrote on my daily journal with him, "Bring peaceful rest to me tonight, Father. Restore me into you." What happened during the night as I woke, as this morning is my testimony of what the Big Call universe has brought to its listeners. Thank you for all your years of giving and giving and going the distance at great cost to yourselves. I'm just going to read a little bit, Kathy, because it's super long. Wow, Elohim, I received my request. My prayer of last night was answered. Thank you, Father God. My praises flow out of my heart directly to your heart. I woke up this morning balanced and facing forward, fully aware that every nano cell, quantum, of my 77-year-old body was alive, functioning in wholeness, and I was connected with my source on this earth, but alive off the grid, so to speak. I'm on my mountaintop. I am focused on what is ahead, knowing it is timeless, it is now, but the world calls it in the future. I am peace, I am rest, I am ready. And that's an abbreviated piece from Kathy. That was so cool, Kathy. Thank you so much. And it's all about, you know, this is everything. Where you're placing your attention is creating your life in Christ and your reality. Just write that down. Where your attention is. And the more you can get aware, can my attention rest in peace? Can my attention intentionalize where I want to be? The better off you're going to be. Now we go off to a prayer request. Hello, my name is Josie, and I love the podcast. My prayer request is that my efforts are blessed by our Father in heaven and that he leads and guides me. I get a little lost sometimes. I'm a heart failure patient and have had 3 strokes in the last 7 months and had a blood clot removed. She goes on and et cetera. I'm going to just shorten it just a little bit, Josie. I have a dream to help these kids that have suffered but survived the sex trafficking. I was not trafficked, but I am a sexual abuse survivor who became a warrior. Thank you for all that you do, Josie. So, beautiful Josie, and incredible community. The community that's really beginning to trust and own their power to heal. Their power to heal. Their power to heal at a distance in Christ. Let's imagine we're touching our hearts and we're sending to Josie and we're sending to anyone that had any kind of violence perpetrated against them. We're sending you, Josie, the perfect release from your nervous system and from your soul. A light and a flood of Christ's light that moves into the deepest layers of your mind and your body and your organs. And I want you to imagine seeing a river of light surrounding you and flooding you 24/7, literally 24/7, so that when you sleep at night, there's this beautiful cleansing light that's working to clear and dissolve the memory, the record, and the imprint of anything traumatic, health, abuse, etc. And imagine that when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to feel so different and so cleansed and so healed by the Christ light and the stream that is 1,000 times stronger than you've done before, from all of us praying for you. And that you walk on holy ground now because you survived it, because you have beautiful things to do, and because you are God's child that dissolves and knows how to heal others through your efforts and your love. In Jesus' name, we seal this in new healing and say amen.
Amen.
And now, almost like I was hearing you sound like Bruce for a second. We're going to go to Jeannie. Jeannie says, Psalm 37:3-5, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding, your ego. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. God's name is trustworthy. 7 days until Thanksgiving prayers for everyone traveling the Thanksgiving holiday. Safe travels and happy Thanksgiving. 35 days until Christmas. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for, all the leaders and millions of listeners. For all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues, Pastor Scott's recuperation, faith and hope for this RV blessing in the 800 number, med beds as ASAP, debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, tariff checks, blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie. Oh, this is kind of fun, right, Bob? We get to switch it up a little bit, little musical chairs. So, what do you want to share with us? And you're such a good, deep listener. What's exciting in Boomer's world, and what can you share with us tonight?
Yeah, so I'll just a couple of quick things. I want to remind people we're doing our sale, which is a 25% off sale. There's, you know, a few products that we don't have on sale right at the moment because of inventory issues, but for the most part, almost everything is on sale. So this is the best time of year. 25% off is, you know, the biggest sale that we're going to do. So take advantage of it now, you know, probably for the next maybe 10 days, you'll be able to get that pricing. And then also, so there's two testimonials that came in, and they both were telling me kind of the same thing. The first one was about Goodnight Formula, our sleep aid, and this lady wrote in, says, Goodnight Formula calms my mind and helps me to get sleep. It works well as an integrated part of my self-care. And then another testimonial was kind of about the opposite. This is about the dynamic combo, which is Barley and Boomer Boost. It says, I seem to have more energy. I am getting a lot more done since I've started taking your products. And these are kind of two opposite sides. One is, hey, we get up in the morning, we take our dynamic combo, we have more energy, we're getting a lot done. But then when it's time to wind down, we have the Good Night Formula, which has all these different herbs and vitamins that are all known to help you calm down, to elevate your GABA, which is a neurotransmitter of quiet and calm. And so these are very common themes that we see, and we know that getting a good night's sleep is good for your health in many, many ways, and having more energy is a sign that your whole body is starting to work better, because if you're feeling more energetic, it means that the mitochondria in your cells are starting to ramp up, and they're performing better, and they're producing a lot more ATP, your molecule of energy, and not only do you feel more energetic and get more done, but all of your internal organs, your muscles, your bones, your brain are being flooded with more electrons that upregulate the entirety of your metabolic systems. So whenever somebody takes really good products and they feel more energy, it means a lot more than just, oh, I'm getting more things done. It really means that every part of your body is seeing improvement. Now, another thing that I wanted to say, too, was this. There was a friend of mine who went to a conference over the last 3 days. It was down in Miami. And the name of the conference, it was called eudaimonia. And the word eudaimonia. Yeah.
I know. I'm writing a book on that. Okay, keep going. Wow. Cool, Bob. Go ahead.
You know, it's an It comes from an ancient word from the time of Aristotle about the highest level wellness that you can achieve, right? So these two men put on a conference, and they wrote an article about it that says, in a culture obsessed with algorithms, two entrepreneurs are betting that true success isn't measured by clicks, but in real-life community gatherings. And so they put on a four-day health and wellness conference. It was in Palm Beach, actually. And and all these experiential things where they had rooms for where you could go to do yoga and jump on trampolines, and they had red light therapy and hot and red light saunas and cold plunges and all these different experiential things, in addition to many lectures by some of the greatest scientific minds, like David Sinclair and Dave Asprey, were there giving lectures.
Wow.
It was quite an extravaganza. This was the first year. So I want to go to it next year.
But, me too.
So one of the whole, things was that these two men wanted to create was this sense of community and people getting together face-to-face to create relationships and to learn from each other and not just learn by, through digital means, but to actually meet real people that they brought together. And and my friend Mark, who attended, wanted to go because he lives right down by there, and he had a friend that helped with the planning and told him what the whole purpose was and what it was about. And he is starting a new company that is a combination of the digital world and the world of meeting people face to face. And it's going to be called Interact, and it's going to use QR codes on people's T-shirts with the word Interact on their T-shirt, and using an app and technology to connect with people live and in real life. It's going to facilitate face-to-face relationships and encounters. And so that business is being developed right now. I helped them to get it started, and they just received their first large round of funding to complete the app and actually launch the whole company. So people will be hearing about that soon. And as he was there at Eudaimonia, he got a chance to talk to many, many people about Interact and to get to know people and go to yoga class and all that. He said it was an amazingly transformational experience.
I can imagine.
Present those people for 4 days. And he said he was tired because he walked around and he walked the convention center for 4 days, and he's like, didn't realize how much exercise he had done until it was over. And last thing I wanted to say is this, here we are living, in an age where if you listen to David Sinclair and Peter Diamantis and other people, they'll tell you that they're pretty sure we've already arrived in the age of immortality. And that there are products and devices that are already available that people are using, such as atmospheric plasma beds and pulsed electromagnetic fields and light therapy and advanced nutrition, that are making it appear as if people have stopped aging. And it might be true, might not be, it appears to be true. And regardless, if it's not yet, it will be very, very soon. And so we have to think about, well, what's the practical reality right now tonight? what do we actually know for sure? Well, we know that 50% of why people age is from inflammation. Our bodies are in an oxygen environment. We're breathing it in. We're creating energy by utilizing food to burn for energy, and we're absorbing light, and we're absorbing other electromagnetic fields that are energizing our body. And as a result, we produce, from the creation of ATP, we produce byproducts that are burning our body up over time. Well, we know for sure that if you ingest a combination of about 7 different nutrients, including glutathione and superoxide dismutase and trimethylglycine, et cetera, some proanthocyanins and the like, you can reduce your rate of inflammation, like Bruce has, to a point that's almost imperceptible, and you actually can rebuild your body faster than you're burning it up now. You also need, though, to have the technology for restoration. You have to know what constitutes restoration, what are the substrates you need to have available, the enzymes, the amino acids, the minerals, the vitamins to take in, and what do you need to take in to stimulate your genetic expression so that it is functioning as if you were much younger. And those two are all things that you can get from Boomers Forever Young. And when you listen to these testimonials about people that are getting restored, even at an advanced age of over 80 years old, in some cases over 90, and we start to hear testimonials, you hear what Pastor Scott has to say, this is a reality. So people can begin thinking about this age of immortality, the coming onset of med beds, and the fact that some of the technology that are going to be in med beds are actually already available. And to begin to get used to the idea that you might live a lot longer than 100 years old. And just the last part here, Sue, is, you know, there's a whole mental aspect to aging as well, you know, what they call the collective nocebo, and how people are aging because they're watching others age, is the simple way to put it. And there's a technique that people can practice to start to mitigate that aspect. And it's simple, but requires some time and some really good focus and concentration. And what it is when you lie down to go to sleep at night, you can have an intention to count backwards from your age. While you say, so I'm 69 years old, so I'll use myself as an example, and lie in bed, and you can say, I am getting younger, I'm 68 years old. And you want to pick an age where you have a memory of a picture of yourself looking younger. So for me, I have a memory of a picture from when I was 50 that is clear in my mind. And so I count backwards. I am 69 years old, and I am growing younger. I am 68 years old. I'm 67, 66. And you slowly go backwards. And with each number, you say, I am getting younger, and I am now 68 years old. And when you get to 50, where you can remember the picture, that's where you linger. And you linger in gratitude. So you say, I am so grateful now that I am 50 years old, and I have grown much, much younger. And you hold that picture in your face, and you say, I now look like the picture from when I was 50 years old. And then you can keep going. Okay, when was another picture that you remember? Well, I have really a clear picture in my mind when I was 26 years old. And I can keep counting backwards until I get to that point. And give gratitude. We can say, I am now 26 years old, and I'm so grateful that I look just like I did when I was 26 years old, right? And so they say to do this for 21 nights in a row, and that as you do, it begins to create magic. Now, this is one technique of many different ones that you can use in order to begin to combat this nocebo of aging. Because without some type of strategy like this, your unconscious mind, regardless of what you're told, is still kind of locked into, hey, I'm supposed to age like everyone else. And Grandpa died when he was 99, and so, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. Just wanted to let people know about one of those techniques to combat that nocebo. And
fantastic,
and also,
Bob.
Yeah, just to let people know too, get to our website or give us a call. You know, give us a call at 800-861-4609 or go to bigcalluniverse.com and you'll see a banner there to click on. It'll bring you right to the Boomer site. And if you need any help, give us a call. If you're coming on vacation to St. Petersburg, to the beach, Clearwater Beach, St. Pete Beach, or you're going to Sarasota or someplace like that, we're at 5401 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, and call ahead. So if you want to come visit to our office, and call ahead so I can make sure I'm there if you're going to be coming down for vacation. And
that's
it for tonight. So that's what I wanted to say.
Wow, that was just so brilliant. And I have to have a little segue segment that I think you'll appreciate based on what you just brought, especially about eudaimonia. I'm writing the book, Uda What?
That's great.
Isn't that good? Uda What? So eudaimonia. And why this is so important, we just have to take what you brought and even expand it, if that's possible. Here's where eudaimonia and people meeting in community, and just like Bob said, face to face, is going to be one of the biggest things for everybody that has health and community projects. Now remember, I've had the privilege of working on, I don't want to say, but thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of projects and writing them. And I just got to work with one woman, Bob, the other day, and her whole thing was, we kind of punched it up, next generation, hi Jane, hi JJ, next generation healing communities. Now think about this. Elon Musk announced at the Saudi conference that work was going to be optional in the not too distant future. He said it's going to be kind of like people that want to grow their own vegetables. They'll still, you know, some people want to grow their own vegetables versus go down to a farmer's market. People want to do this. You know, they do it because they're curious about things. What is the number one driver, even from today, as Bob said, what is going to be the number one driver when the money hits and people can do, they're looking at, wow, how do I want to live my life? It's going to be eudaimonia, which is a life of meaning. So think about this. You could go see Bob and think about like how using Boomer's products and their connections to other networks could be something that gets incorporated into your healing community. Think about how creating meaning starting right away with how your people are like, hey, we're into creating the next generation of immortal, limitless beings. And everything we do, from the products we surround ourselves to the people to the way we're getting it into our bodies. I love your friend making it be about connection. And it's actually, Bob, I've never said this live on the call, but it's one of the things that because I work so much at a distance with people, I've had to cut down because I'm moving and I want my people to be local so I can see them, so I can embody them. And then when I start moving around, I'll do that. We have to get in our bodies, number one. And number two, because there is so much research on how that improves just so many dimensions of well-being and connection and social resilience. Number one, design your projects so you're thinking about, which is something I may announce on pod, there may be an announcement on Sunday. We've got to start designing now. For all this technology and all that's coming, which is going to be about, if you didn't have to work, you can't be sitting in your room all by yourself. You're going to be wanting to be with people like the Udomonic group or the people that are creating something or the people that are, you know, hiking, getting well, going to the next level of what does a human, like Dr. David Sinclair says, you don't have to die and you don't have to age. What does that look like? What are you going to do? You want to be with other people in embodied community. So here's what I just want to leave you with. Bob showed you the signal. It's from a futurist point of view, that's a signal. And I showed you another signal about what Elon Musk is saying. If you're really aware, hopefully you're writing that down and you're thinking about, wow, how could I design my projects around meaning? Look it up, Eudaimonia, Eudaimonia. Look it up. You're going to have to be creating your projects, the people around you, so that you're thriving and you're creating meaning and you're creating well-being. That's never been on the planet. Well, it has, if you've been in the wellness culture like Bob and I, but it's never been able to really stick. And now it's gonna be the new thing. Wouldn't you agree, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so cool. Dave Asprey. I mean, just so cool. It's all going to be about, you know, but think about how you can use somebody that you already know, like Bob, to implement that in your projects. I don't know if anybody's ever thought about that. And just realize it's going to be about community. So that's my contribution to your esteemed and expansive future, Bob. You know, we share that. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Just, you're doing such amazing things. So, everybody ready for the intel? I wish I had two people. I can hear them saying, intel, intel, on our leadership calls. We do that. So get your pens out. This is pretty interesting day. It started with just a little bit of the behind the scenes. I said, okay, Bruce, you got to call me at 5 because I have other things going on. And we had one little thing at 5 o'clock. We had one little thing. And by 8:20, I have a boatload for you. So just know what it's like to be, sort of feel like an intel Sherpa. That's what I am. I'm an intel Sherpa. So here you go. We had heard, let's see, today's Thursday. Probably, yeah, begin top of the Wednesday. From 3 different high-level sources. That we were going to be getting our notifications three of them, Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. One of them was a bond paymaster, Monday, Tuesday. Then, I've got crazy notes here. Then we got that we were going to have to see what happened with the ISO 200-2022 rollout. So let's stay there for a second. This is really fascinating. That is supposed to roll out on Sunday, and we don't have the time, but I got to speak to our number one guy this evening, and this is pretty cool to have the insight into this. The ISO, I'm just going to call it the ISO. It spares me saying all those numbers. The ISO makes possible, instead of what used to, when you were going cross-continent and doing a transfer, it usually took anywhere from 7 to 10 days. 7 to 10 days. And what the ISO does, cross-border, is it does it in less than 10 seconds. So when we were told that the ISO, it depends on the fallout, which we are supposed to hear on Monday. And I want to mention right here, because I forgot to mention it, Bruce will be back on Tuesday, so he'll be delivering all our intel as usual. But depending on that fallout, it depends on exactly, this is what we were hearing earlier today, there's more to come, how this thing goes down. And it was told to me that, I said, well, how, you know, what kind of banks, who isn't going to be on board with this? And he said, you'd be surprised to see how many banks are in denial. And if they're in denial and they don't do it, so we can cut the legs off, sorry for the kind of exaggerated expression, of this 7 to 10 day transfer, which obviously wouldn't work for rebuilding the world. If they don't do that, they will instantly be shuttered. So I was digging around trying to figure out what their thinking is, like what banks was thinking like that. Where that resistance was coming from. Couldn't get anything on that. But they will be closed, and that's what's important. So know that when this goes, think about that happening on Sunday. That's why it's so, so important. It's really basically a part of the QFS system and part of the whole new infrastructure that's going to speed the ability for liquid energy, which we're going to call money for the time being. But it literally means that what will be monitored through the QFS, what will be delivered as mercy and blessing, that's us, is going to be possible as of Sunday. Pretty amazing that we're able to hear and imagine the systems that are going online. Then we got a text. This came in early this evening, and it was from, I'm just going to say, a premier banker, and he said that the notifications are extremely imminent. That's what he said. So we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we had the banker saying that it's extremely imminent. And so this was early in the evening, and our guy called, said, did you get it? I said, yes. And I said, what do you think that means? And he said, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm just showing you what Bruce has to do every day, and I do it with him. But just so you have, like, it's like watching clouds form. It's a military operation. It's like watching clouds form. Basically, they were saying Tier 4B notifications are coming very fast. That's what they said. Finally, and this is the big piece that happened at 8:20 tonight. This is so cool, and we all get to witness it. They're triggering the email activator Tuesday evening. So what that means, and this was coming from, I asked how I should express this. This was coming from a very, very high source in the Treasury. So they're treasuring the email activator Tuesday evening. And that means they finally decided ISO triggering the activator on Tuesday evening, they finally decided to let it go. Here's the rub, sort of. I asked, well, what does that mean? When would we get it? He said Tuesday night or Wednesday. And then our guy asked this top person. He said, are we going to be able to go? So numbers could come out Tuesday night, Wednesday night. And our number one guy said, are we going to be able to go on Thanksgiving? And he said, no. He said, it looks like you're going to have a marvelous weekend. So what does that look like if you were to drop in the picture of a big 800 number? I would say be looking on Tuesday evening, be looking on Wednesday evening. As you know, President Trump is supposed to make an announcement on Thursday, and I have a feeling we will be exchanging. No times have been given, but we should be exchanging Friday and Saturday. That's what the picture looks like. What we can all do is imagine every day, whenever you want, you could do it at noon, you could do it at 6, pick a time and just keep seeing the 800 numbers dropping in. See ISO going through. See that 800 number dropping in and being activated on Tuesday. See it coming into your mailbox on Wednesday. And then see it as these light columns just stacking up, getting more and more brilliant. And then see yourself opening up your email. If I was a copywriter, I used to do this in my world-class presentation, I'd say, if I was the copywriter, people always ask, what is it going to say? I'd say, attention currency holder, important information inside. Wouldn't that be a good email title, Bob? That's what I would put. Attention currency holder, important information inside.
Yeah,
just be ready.
You.
Yeah, it involves you. Yeah, but it's got to be hooky and it's got to grab you. It's going to be bold. It's going to be clear. Attention, currency holder, treasury notice or something. It's going to be very, very strong. So there's no way you're going to miss it. I want to make sure you take that anxiety away. And that's basically, I think that's incredibly powerful that they're dropping the emails on Tuesday night. Just see that everything, just pour Christ light into that whole timeline and walk with it and say thank you. Say thank you. And if we unify in that, we'll be doing so much to support with our Christ consciousness what is about to occur. So I hope you're excited about that intel. I'm really excited about that intel. And now, I just want to close with something. Oh, I've got a testimonial to read. I want to close with something that is becoming, it's funny. I like to design, it's called anticipatory design. And I like to walk out into the future. I like to listen to what people are saying and hearing and not being very successful with. And so that's called anticipatory design. And I want to read you a testimonial from someone that came in overnight. Sue, I don't know if you remember us, but we did the world-class presentation with you probably about 5 years ago. My goodness, designing your best future, what a game changer. Our lives are really busy, and we'd heard you talking about it, and we said we finally can do it. What it did for us, clearing out the anxiety of what to do, how to move, how to prepare, is just priceless. Blessing your efforts, Bob and Bruce, and then it's signed with their last name, so I'm just going to say the F's. So here's the really, really big picture I want you to think about right before Thanksgiving. This is so, so important. I want you to see a picture of your life as it is. Maybe you've got your humanitarian presentation, you've got Thanksgiving coming up, and then you've got this whole new life, which is this blank screen. But when you look at that picture, is it just crowded with more stuff, more thinking, more anxiety, more? What are you feeling inside when you say that, when you look at that and you think, I've got to meet these people, I've got to get premier bankers, I've got to get a new house, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and everybody's going to be doing the same thing at the same time? Do you go to that place? Or do you know how to drop in because you've outlined how you're going to execute from the minute you leave the Redemption Center? In the very first class, which is the most important class, takes you through the year. In the very first class, you're going to get strategies to ask for what you want in a much stronger, clearer way, move beyond all the noise of everybody exchanging and staying focused, getting your family ready, not getting overloaded, knowing what your priorities, how to think about your priorities, how to express your priorities, and how being that kind of clear is going to get you extra support. The thing that I witness with people is A, they've never been supported in their whole life. B, they don't know how to ask for the right support. They don't know what their priorities are. And so they go in, and you don't want to be a person that's kind of like a deer in the headlights and just getting random, oh yeah, we can help you with that. Designing your best future is designed to give you clarity, nurture you. It's an hour and a half. If you bought for $100, the amount of energy and clarity you would have from the minute you leave the Redemption Center, just this is all you have to do for Thanksgiving, is listen to one class, an hour and a half, and be focused about it. Just listen to an hour and a half class. You might come back to it, say, on When is it? When is Thanksgiving? Oh, it's next week. Okay. So you have this whole week to really dial it in before you exchange. I cannot tell you how important it is for you to have. It's like saying you don't want to be sitting in a room by yourself, so you've got to be with people who are running an eudaimonia class or an eudaimonia event. This is the number one program that's designed from the people that I've been around being connected to Bruce, who literally have walked through, done similar things. These are people at the top of strategy and execution. And you're going to be able to just simply see yourself doing it, walking through it. It's designed for you. You just have to internalize it. The other piece that's really important, and you heard Bob say it, we have a meditation in each of the classes, and bless one of our members of my leadership group. We use scientifically designed music, brainwave music, which is what is in the med beds. It's the same technology that's in the med beds. So it's going to make you calmer. It's going to make you clearer. Going to take the anxiety out of your nervous system. So you get strategy, and then you get focus and coherency. If you listen to that one class, if you give that one class, maybe you want to give it to somebody that you know is anxious, it is going to make it so that person doesn't spin out. I can already tell, because of my exposure to the community, how few people are really, and I'm being honest. I'm not manipulating you. I'm being honest by the way I listen and talk to people, and I can tell they're anxious and sometimes they're not prepared. That's why we developed this. And if you don't care about being prepared, if you're okay with being anxious, I'm happy for you. But if you want to be in alignment so that you can get, you're not overloading with people wondering where you are and what you're doing and how you're going to be designing this and what's your first step, and you're spinning, then consider whether designing your best future, and you've heard the testimonials, is something that is scientifically and experientially designed to keep you calm and focused and knowing what to do. Is it worth it to you to know what to do? To be able to lead yourself into your future? Or do you want to have somebody kind of, you want to be like a little, just floating on the water, just going wherever you want to go? It's up to you. This is not about being controlling. This is about your sovereignty and your ability to act, to get ahead of the curve. Everybody's going to be buying houses. Everybody's going to be doing this. We give you 100 strategies, 100, 150 in that first night. They're not like tons of like little noisy strategies either. They're just embedded so you feel comfortable, you'll feel relaxed, you'll feel focused. So if you want that, all you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds at hushmail.com, and we will send and put DYBF 100 if you have PayPal or not, and we will get you out an invoice usually pretty quickly. We do take Saturdays off, but since we're so close, I think we'll be working on Sunday. So look, we'll have Saturday, you won't hear from us, but next couple of days we can work with you. And my mission is to have more people not being stressed out by this and starting their journey feeling amazing. And you can. And you can be clear. And you're going to get the best strategies that are out there. So that's my segment, doing designing your best future and making sure you don't have any blind spots. You don't have any, you're not out there by yourself. You're supported. It's up to you. Do you want to be supported? Do you want to be cared for? And I guess we're just going to close with, remember, Bob has a 25% off sale. And here's what's so important. You can get to his sale by going to bigcalluniverse.com. And just remember, it's going to be your health. It's going to be your clarity. It's going to be your energy that's going to be creating your future. And if you're going to be into self-care, Bob's programs and Bob's products, and then designing your best future, don't you want to start investing in what Bob can do for you, for your self-care and your energy and getting more done and making sure that you're ready and you feel good and you care about yourself? Isn't that the message you want to put out to your family and humanity? I didn't think so. So, I think that's it, right, Bob? I think we've covered it. We did 10-18.
We did.
We did, yep. Bob. We did. And I want to thank you for everything you brought. That was so amazing about your friend. I'm definitely, will you, if you, can you remember to text me when, I mean, I can look it up. I'll just see you there next year. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
So let's everybody have a wonderful night, and I'm going to pray us out. I hope you've enjoyed this. How would we call it? Well, we're flying the spaceship called the Big Call Universe, and we miss you, Bruce, and we know you're doing what's really meaningful to you, and we're happy for you to have this little mini break, and Bruce is fine. He's great. All that, no concerns, anybody. And we're just going to pray the call out. Thank you for the honor and the privilege to be together tonight, to be together in our hearts and our spirits in Christ, to be together for the past 10 years with my dear friends, Bruce and Bob, and all of you, for the privilege to know all of you, to serve all of you, to bring everyone to a higher plane of thriving, of preparedness, of joy, and of preparing for this blessing that is coming. May this call anchor a new level, a new floor, a new, like riding an escalator, that you leave this call and you say, wow, this is getting exciting. We're really finally there. Blessing you all. In Jesus' name, thank you for being with us tonight. Good night. And I'm going to turn off the recording.